Reimagining. What if we reimagined the Bible reading you just heard from Mark 6, 1 to 13, as it would likely play out in several different ages? How about the early Middle Ages, used to be called the Dark Ages, the time period that included Muhammad, Charlemagne, and the Vikings? Here we go. Jesus traveled to the place he was born, followed by those who many thought were his subjects. It was the day to worship, and he disrupted the rules by teaching without permission. The things he said amazed the ones who heard. They could not understand how someone who lacked any kind of respectable upbringing could have any knowledge or power at all. They took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "Your respect and honor is for anyone except the ones that come from here." He was disturbed that they would not believe. He went out to these smaller areas and healed a few people. Then he called the ones thought to be his subjects and sent them out to the towns all around. He told them to take nothing with them and to expect hospitality from those they met. If the welcome was absent, he instructed them to leave town while making insulting gestures against those who refused hospitality. So they went out and told the people to turn from their wicked ways. They cast out demons and cured those who were sick. How about the High Middle Ages, or what have been more commonly known as the Middle Ages, the time period of the Crusades, the Magna Carta, and the Mongol invasions? Some things would be similar. Jesus came to his hometown with a band of followers. It was the High Holy Day, and he came to the place of worship to teach. Those who were there did not understand. "What is he talking about?" they said. "What is all this about love and forgiveness? What is all with all this healing and without total submission to God on high?" They took offense at him. Jesus told them that their ways of expressing love were completely wrong, but they had no way to see that from him because he wasn't one of the elite. He did heal a few people, but no one really noticed. He went and taught in the surrounding provinces. Then he gathered his band and sent them out, not to conquer in his name, but to share love and healing. He told them that they would be taken care of, but if they weren't, they should leave. So they went out without any weapons, and they preached about love and healed those all around. How about the Reformation? Folks like Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Marguerite de Navarre lived. Jesus left where he was and ended up with his disciples where he was from. He went to the church and started talking to the folks as if he knew something special. They heard him, but he wasn't speaking about the rules and customs they knew and understood. He even healed people who were sick. They argued with him and ultimately told him that he must not speak of such things. He had no business doing so because he was not authorized to speak, and furthermore, he was just a child who grew up with them. They took offense at him. Jesus told them that if he had come from outside telling them the things he said, they might listen. But they could not see through their preconceived ideas. He stopped at that point, though he did heal a few people. He went to the surrounding towns and spoke to the people there. Then he called his disciples and sent them out with only the clothes they were wearing. He told them to trust the people in the surrounding towns, that they would take care of them. But if they didn't, they should belch loudly and leave. So the disciples went out and told the people that God's love was for them and that no one could take it away from them, no matter what. So they went out and preached about faith in and from God. And they brought healing to many. All right, let's move far ahead now to the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War, with folks like Owen Lovejoy, Abraham Lincoln, Harriet Tubman, giving voice to a movement to end slavery in the United States. Jesus had been on the road, and he took some time to come back to his hometown. He had quite a following with him. They went to the church and began teaching that all were part of God's family and that no one should be treated as less than a person. Many agreed with him as they head on the road, but others were skeptical and even angry. "Where does he think he is? Washington?" they said. "We know who he is. He's a nobody from nowhere, just like us. He can't say anything or do anything that will matter a bit." They took offense at him. Jesus told them that folks everywhere heard him and trusted in what he said, but that here nobody could see past their ideas, that he was just a local kid. He didn't do anything really impressive. in his hometown, though he did make a few sick people well. He was amazed that they wouldn't listen to him. Then he went out to the local towns and continued telling his message. He called together those who were following him, and he sent them out to teach and heal. He told them not to do fundraising in preparation and to go without any supplies, that the townsfolk would take care of them. If the townsfolk rejected them, he said they should move on and not let the door hit them on their way out. So they went out and preached love and equality for all the people. They brought restoration and healing in towns all over. How about the U.S. Civil Rights Movement? With folks like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., John Lewis, and Dorothy Height. Jesus came home, joined with friends from all different backgrounds. He went to the church and started to teach about the equality of all people. He told them that they had come to upset the apple cart of power. They were amazed at what he said. They wondered how this local child could know things of such magnitude. They didn't think he had the right to speak, being a person who didn't have the right color skin. They took offense at him. He told them that they couldn't see past their worn-out ideas of race and power. He didn't try to impress them, but he did heal a few people. Then he went out to the places where the descendants of slaves lived in small homes and started preaching. Then he called his friends together and he sent them to the small settlements in all the towns. He told them to just go, nothing with them at all. He said that the people out there would care for them. If they didn't, they should kick up some dust and head on out. So they went out and told the people that they needed to get things right, that justice for all people was on its way. They found that the people were changed by their presence. They preached and prayed, and people were healed. What about in today's culture? With activists like Amanda Gorman, Jazz Jennings, and Millie Bobby Brown. During the pandemic, Jesus had been posting some random thoughts to his TikTok and his Insta. Thanks to the older folks, he had also posted them on Facebook and Twitter. Throughout the day, he usually added some profound thoughts to his story, and some of the folks who saw his feed were amazed that someone who had no business writing profound things was doing it. Internet trolls remarked that he was not wise enough to share ideas about immigration, gun control, equality, sexuality and gender, classism or mental health. Several made snarky comments about his family and his upbringing and pointed out that some ought to talk some sense into him. Of course, Jesus responded to their comments by saying, "I'm trying to share love. What's your problem?" And he decided that he wouldn't spend any energy trying to make them happy. Then he went to a group where his closest friends were, where they would gather and to chat, and he told them to make new communities on TikTok, Insta, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and many other social networking sites. They even started a Discord server. He wrote to them to just make the groups. No intense web design and no pre-planned discussion questions. He said that they made the groups and the folks there started making an overabundance of snarky comments and hate messages that they should make an "I'm closing this page" announcement and then go on to the next opportunity. So they made the groups and welcomed folks, offering them a reason to turn toward God. They prayed with folks in real-time prayer chapels, had live interactive TikTok sessions, offered words of encouragement and healing with posts and comments and forum discussions. Many people experienced a reconnection to God and a restored awareness of faith in their lives. In any age, Jesus' message of God's love for all the world is a subversive one. It threatens those who see power as something to push others down, threatens those who abuse power, threatens that those who do abuse power will become powerless. It promises healing and restoration for the ones who live in places of powerlessness and hopelessness. It promises unconditional love for all. It's not about patriotism or any form of national pride. God's love knows no boundaries, and God's blessings are not reserved for any nation. Jesus' message of God's love for all is universal and subversive. As in Jesus' time, There will be many who hear a message of love and are moved to make a difference. As in Jesus' time, there will be those who can do nothing but make snarky and harmful remarks. Wherever you are, whatever the context, choose to do good. May thoughts of revenge, territorialism, and evil be rejected. Amen.